What's up, Raza? This is Fernando Amador, and this is my podcast, Chicano Cast, number 37, all the way from Downey, California. Yeah, I took a while due to the holidays and a few pedas, but here I am, Raza. Again, like it or not, cabrones. Yeah, this is show number 37, things only a Chicano can understand. So I got a few of those. And before I forget, I want to give a quick shout out to my Japanese Chicano brothers in Osaka and Tokyo and other cities in Japan. Yeah, believe it or not, listeners, there is Japanese Raza over there living our Chicano culture as best they can and as best as they know how from a distance. I actually heard from one of them a while back encouraging me, you know, to keep doing my show. I just saw a short film on this Japanese Chicano subculture that, you know, I really enjoyed. Look it up online. It's called Chicano by Luis Ellison. It's crazy, Raza, how authentically they represent and how much time and money they put into it. And you know what? One more shout out before I forget to a listener with the big huevos who reached out to my daughter via who knows what, Instagram or who the fuck knows what these kids use, you know, to tell me to keep doing my show. And I want to hear from you. Who are you, cabrón? Where you get those big huevos? You know what? Gracias, cabrón. You woke me up from my lazy ass coma and got me going again. My kids started making fun of me, telling me I had fans and what's up with my show. And they don't even, I don't think they listen to it or even care. But they were fucking, my daughter and my son were kind of making fun of me about people reaching out and really wanting to listen to my shit. So reach out, homie. I'm at chicanocast@gmail.com. Just want to give you a shout out because that was kind of what got me going again this year. I kind of dropped the show for a while, but I'm back, Raza, whether you like it or not. And Raza, do me a favor. You know, it takes me a lot of time to put this bullshit podcast together. So all I ask is that, you know, you take a couple minutes, give me a review on Apple Podcasts or iTunes or whatever it is you use to listen to this. You know, I think I know why it matters now. Really, Raza, well, maybe, but if you Google Chicano podcast, guess what? I come up, Raza. Well, not my fat ass, but my show, my podcast, like third in line, which is pretty cool. So type in Chicano podcast and you'll see Chicano cast. Hell yeah, Raza. Maybe that's what reviews do. Or you know what? Hell, I don't really fucking know, but give me a review. Either way, whatever you want to do. You do that and I'll keep talking shit into this mic and bring up important issues affecting us Chicanos in the USA, and sometimes not so important, sometimes it'll be entertaining bullshit, but I'll keep talking about Chicanos and hopefully recruiting more Raza out there to realize that they are Chicano. Also, you know, share the link to my podcast with your homies and your family via Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, whatever else you guys use. However you can, let's take this shit up a notch, Raza. Damn, that was a lot of commercials, huh? So today's show is on things only a Chicano can understand. And here are, you know, there are many, but I want to touch on a few that I think relate to most Chicanos, and especially, I think, my Chicano listeners. I don't know why, but I imagine all of you being, you know, between, like, I don't know, 18 and 28. Still young, you still have pride and being Chicano, and you still believe you could change the world, and I'm glad because you can, and we can, you know, as a Raza. So the first thing I want to get into that only a Chicano understands is Spanglish. That's right, Raza, Spanglish. I use it here a lot, and I use it with certain homeboys and homegirls from my hood. And it's funny because, you know, as soon as we are together, we go right into it, talking about me and my homeboys, you know, without even thinking about it. It just comes natural. We usually get dirty looks from the Mexicanos and the gringos. But, you know, that's all right because that's our shit. They don't get it. They didn't grow up that way. We grew up, you know, with a taco in one hand and a hamburger in the other. That's kind of how I think about it. With my mom, you know, I only use Spanish and I try to make it proper Spanish. No cussing like I do on this show. And at work, it's formal English, only with the gringos and even the other Latinos. No problem. I can go there. But Raza, does that make me a hypocrite? Am I being fake? You know, am I trying to be something I'm not? No, pendejos, that's what we Chicanos are. We are all these different people and cultures in one person. You know, we've learned to navigate these different areas, these different languages and cultures at the right times, of course. We Chicanos are just smart like that. because we can do it while others are stuck, you know, in one gear. We have several gears, you know, depending on the situation. Imagine me telling my boss, no way, I don't think that's a good idea. Mejor let's look at another way of approaching the gente with our plan. My boss would be lost, you know, and I may be lost on the street without a job. So yeah, I have to know where, when, and with whom I can go Spanglish. And it's not being a hypocrite, it's being Chicano smart. I like that, Chicano smart, like street smart. Órale. Next thing only a Chicano can understand is what illegals have to put up with. Yeah, we're not illegal, but we all have illegal relatives, or maybe two or three. You know, don't try to be white, homeboy. Come on, we all have that uncle who in Mexico possibly was a lawyer or an engineer and arrived here and now he is cutting grass. Or that other uncle or cousin who never went to school and, you know, also cuts grass. You know, you talk to that educated uncle, you know, he's so damn refined and smart and tells you about Mexico and how great it was and how chingon he was, you know, but he may not tell you why he had to come to the U.S. illegally. Some of them, you know, maybe owed money and had to flee, or they would be killed. Others maybe could not find good work in Mexico, even with those great educations. It's tough, Arthur Raza. I have primos in Guadalajara that I just visited actually this summer, you know, with college degrees, who instead of working for a company or the government, they actually do better selling shit in their local tianguis. Or swap meet, for those of you who are too Americanos. I also have that immigrant uncle or cousin who can't stop talking and dreaming, you know, of going back to Mexico and how great it is there, but won't go back. They hate on the U.S., but, you know, they're still here. And yeah, I know, Raza, I hate on the U.S. also, but it's different from a foreigner. I kind of get offended. When I hate on the U.S., I kind of hate on myself because I'm part of this society and therefore, in some way, I am also part of the problem. But, you know, the hating is done with criticism and in a way that is trying to find the solution to the problems we have, you know, that we Chicanos face in this country. But some of my illegal relatives just hate to hate and say Mexico is better. And you know what? That's fine. They got to get their frustration out due to being in a culture they don't totally understand or accept. But what bugs me the most is that they just won't accept the American way of life. They refuse our laws, our culture, and our language. Is that racist, Raza? Am I wrong by thinking this way? Shouldn't people coming to the U.S. become part of the U.S.? Maybe I'm becoming an old man and thinking more conservative, right? Anyway, let's move on. Third thing only a Chicano can understand is watching novelas with your grandma. For me, it was actually with my mom. Actually, I had no choice. We only had one TV back then. And guess what? It was her call and there was no fucking Netflix on my phone back then. There actually was no cell phone back then, Raza. Yeah, I'm going pretty far back. Some of you don't even know that that actually happened, huh? Or that existed. No internet back then, Raza. Yeah, I'm that old, cabrones. Anyway, I hated novelas when I was a little kid and would sometimes, you know, play outside instead. You know, but if the weather was bad, I had no choice. It was either novelas or homework, and novelas would always win. However, Raza, when I began puberty around 21 years old, nah, mendigos, not 21. Okay, at around 14, chimorrito caliente, I suddenly was into it. And not the story or the fake-ass acting, but the hot women wearing skimpy outfits. Novelas have tons of these. And hot men too, for you ladies, of course, the Chicanas out there. Suddenly when, you know, 7 p.m. came around, I was, ama, y la novela? Pinche morro novelero. Órale. Yeah, you millennials know what I'm talking about, watching novelas with grandma. And the Chicanas too. You like those handsome-ass actors. Don't lie. It's all good because, you know, at some point you actually get into the story, which is the same story all the time. Poor girl falls for the rich guy. They go through struggles with the rich guy's family, and it ends up in a big-ass wedding at some fancy-ass hacienda. What you do get out of it is understanding Spanish a lot better than before, and you also learn how to recognize bad acting. Hell yeah. Orale. The other thing you get is bonding with grandma, or mom in my case, because, you know, they'll talk about the novela like it's a real family, like one of our family's issues. You know, sometimes grandma might even say, ¿Viste esa vieja cabrona? Le quiere quitar el novio. La odio. So you spend some good time with grandma and, you know, that is time you will always cherish, Raza. You know, another thing only Chicanos understand is the difference between paisa and being Mexican-American. being paisa is just not getting what it is to be in this country and how to fit in. The problem is the güeros put us all in the same pile and believe we are all the same. So us Chicanos, you know, we are paisas in the gringo's eyes. Not that one is better than the other raza, but it's being paisa. Well, you know what I mean. Here are some, you know, some examples in case you don't actually get what I mean. Being paisa is having a Mexican flag on your truck. Being paisa is blasting corridos in your truck while you pull up to get your kids at school. Being paisa is wearing a halfway unbuttoned shiny ass shirt and gold chains to church. Being paisa is wearing high heels, miniskirt, and low cut blouse to a kid's party. Last one here, being paisa is wearing a quinceañera dress to a party. Yeah, ladies, you've all done that. Ha. Anyway, just kidding. I remember, you know, my brother, when he bought his house, the neighborhood back then was still very white. He bought it here in Downey also. So the sale closes, you know, and he's over there checking things out at his new house and cleaning around the yard all excited that he finally got the sale done. And, you know, while he's out there, a white neighbor comes over and says, "Hey, are you the gardener? Can you come to my house and tell me how much it costs to do blah, blah, blah work?" Pinche gringo racista, raza. I think he did this on purpose to try and make him feel bad. My brother tells that story because he felt, you know, discriminated, and not because possibly he's the same nationality as a gardener, but because the pinche gringo purposely came over to try and put him down. Passive racism, raza? It's only passive if you're not the one being discriminated. I say aggressive racism. You know, in their eyes, we're all the same until we prove, you know, we may have a little more education or a little more understanding. And then maybe, and just maybe, they will give us a chance. And raza, only a Chicano can understand what it is to not belong in the big cultures of this world. We are not totally Mexican, and we are not totally American. Like I said before, we are in between. And yes, only we Chicanos can understand, because, you know, we're located where these two countries, Mexico and the USA, have a border. They have a hyphen, if you like, in between them. There's always a Mexican influence close to us because of that border that we share. So, you know, we're always balancing ourselves in this border, sometimes leaning one way to the north and other times to the south. Maybe sometimes we're totally on one side or the other, depending on the circumstance. And the best of times for me is when I have one foot on each side, meaning that is the true me. And I am made of both Mexican and American culture, you know, which basically equals a Chicano. You know, when I can be that with my other Chicano brothers and sisters, that's when I'm truly me, with the Spanglish and the Chicano issues. All the other times, I am kind of being who I need to be for the gringos and for the Mexicans. And I can manage it, no problem, because only Chicanos understand what it means to be in this in-between. Luckily, raza, this in-between is not just a hyphen, it's not just a small space, and definitely not a forgotten space, but it is a recognized people and a recognized history and a recognized culture. So much so that it is taught in universities throughout the country. That's Chicano studies, raza. Yeah, raza, Chicano is more than just you being born in the USA of Mexican parents. It is so much more than that. It is a true culture. And now more than ever is a time to be proud of your Chicano heritage. And when I do these shows, I wonder if maybe there are so few out there like me that, you know, maybe the reason is that I only get 2 or 3 listeners. Orale. But no, raza, there are millions of us, and we have been around so long and have had such an effect on this country that the Chicano culture is more than just a movement. It's a society with customs, arts, politics, institutions, achievements, and history. Getting emotional here, raza. But old man won't cry, no way. Instead, I'm happy to preach Chicanoism to you all. It's about time you found out who you are and what tribe you belong to. And I deserve a freaking beer break. Lagunitas IPA today, raza. They're not paying me, the fuckers. So I still drink their beer. Orale, raza, let me take a breath. I feel like a preacher, but that's all I got today. And I hope this podcast was to your liking. So let me know either way by giving me a review. Stay brown, stay proud, raza. Pinche vieja, I can't believe she cheated on Pepe. He works so hard and always makes time for the family. Damn!
¿De quién hablas? Is everything okay? Is your friend being cheated on?
Oh no, vieja, just watching this Mexican novela on Netflix. I kind of take it personal.
Pinche vato novelero.